would appear in most states, not all, but in most states, Democrats seem to be having an advantage. More Democrats are asking for ballots. They're ahead of the pace in previous years. That's not quite true in two states where Trump is doing well, Ohio and Iowa. But what's marked about those two states is they have a high percentage of white voters in many other places and a lower percentage of college-educated voters. And what we're seeing in our polls, ABC polls, three fault lines that are really running through the electorate very sharply. One is gender, second is race, and the third is education. Let me give you one example. Among men who have no college degree, Donald Trump is ahead by 31 points. Among women who do have college degrees, Hillary Clinton is ahead by 32 points. Enormous differences along gender, race, and educational lines.
So how does that factor into the message that we're hearing, Steve, with just 2 weeks to go? What does Donald Trump need to do to try to change maybe some of those numbers?
Well, it's going to be very, very difficult. The map is very daunting. Even Karl Rove, a chief political strategist for George Bush, said on television yesterday, I don't see how he does it. Now, this is a year when a great many expectations and predictions have been overturned. But it's very hard to see how Trump comes even close to winning a majority. You look at, for instance, our ABC poll and the reactions to the last couple of weeks in the election. When we asked how people felt about Trump's responses to charges of sexual assault, 69% of Americans disapprove of Trump's responses, and that includes 40% of Republicans. When we asked how about his statements that he wouldn't necessarily accept the outcome of the election, 65% of Americans disapproved, including one-third of all Republicans. So in many ways, what's happened in the last few weeks is he's made things worse for himself, not better.
Is it common in elections, Steve, to have the educated voter vote primarily for one candidate and the non-college degree voter vote primarily for another candidate?
Well, it's an excellent question. Not so sharply as we've seen this year. But the irony is that in the past, the party have been reversed, that college-educated voters had tended to be more Republican, and non-educated voters, blue-collar workers, had tended to be more Democratic. And that's a pattern we've seen for many, many years. So this is only one more example of how this year and the candidacy of Donald Trump has just turned so many expectations on its head.
So much of this, Steve, too, is all about timing, right? I mean, you want to be leading, of course, as the buzzer sounds. I mean, whether or not you're leading at the beginning of the basketball game, it's all about who's got one extra point at the end of the game. Timing is everything, isn't it?
Well, that's an excellent point, and it's true. And what our polls are showing is that the Clinton's lead is building. Just a couple of weeks ago in our ABC poll, Clinton was only ahead by 4 points, which is hardly an unbeatable margin. But by this morning, she's ahead by 12 points nationally. Now, I think that's a bit of an outlier. If you average all the national polls together, her lead is about 6 points. But the trend line has been clear. And as I say, one of the reasons why the trend has favored Clinton is all the mistakes that Trump has made. This is not a trend that is being fueled by a sudden burst of enthusiasm or even approval of Hillary Clinton. 59% of Americans, a huge number, disapprove, to take one example, of her handling of the email controversy. The single biggest driver of this trend line is growing disenchantment and disillusionment with Donald Trump, even among Republicans. For instance, when we asked, are you enthusiastically among Trump voters? Are you enthusiastic among Republicans? Are you enthusiastic about Trump? The figure has dropped from 91% to only 79%. That's the real break point there.